Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, My Life is Out of This World, Already in Progress.
What can you do if you believe? If you speak to your body and tell your body, my body, you will not get tired. You will fulfill this chore in the name of Jesus. Your body will respond to your spoken words of faith. Did you notice what this young lady said there a while ago? Whenever she said, whenever that stuff would try to come back up on her, she would take authority over that thing. She'd repent of any sin and speak to that thing and command it, and it went away.
No legal right, no more.
No more. And you did that all with your mouth, your tongue, right? Did God say that we have been given this kind of power with our words? He does. Wow. Then I want you to go from here. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Now I want you to go to 1 Peter 2:21-24. 1 Peter 2:21. For even hereafter, hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now, wait a minute. You were called because Christ also suffered for us. He's leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. What does it mean to follow in the steps of somebody? It means to be just exactly like them, right? So Jesus is, you know, I was raised up in a church that taught me I'm just an unworthy sinner saved by grace. And it's impossible for me to go through the day without sinning. And I used to believe that. But now I don't believe that no more. Jesus would never put something in this book that tell me that I'm supposed to follow in the steps of Jesus. And then the next verse, 22, let's see what that next verse says. Verse 22, who did no sin. Okay. If he says so clear right there, I'm to go through my life and I'm to look at the steps that Jesus completed and I am to follow in those steps. And then he goes and tells me that Jesus committed how much sin?
Zero.
Zero. So if I'm supposed to follow in his footsteps, how much sin am I supposed to have? That's a new goal to shoot for. But Miss Jackie, would he ever ask us to do something he didn't empower us to do?
He would never ask us.
No. We know he empowered us with the authority and power to do what he said, or he would never have told us to do it. He does not cut us short. I'm giving you power and authority. Now then, for some of you maybe that this is the first time you've ever been here to this church, have I taught anything that I didn't confirm with the written word of God today? Is it in the book? Isn't that amazing? Now you want to know why this little girl got healed? Now you know why she got healed, right? I'm teaching the truth. Isn't that wonderful? Now then, when I promised her, I didn't care what was wrong with her. If she'd just repent and do what God said, I guarantee God would heal her. And what did he do? He healed her, sure. But he does that to people all over the place. Many of you in this room have been healed. Have you not, Mike? Amen. And you've prayed for other people and others got healed. Jesus would never ask us to do something that he doesn't give us the empowerment to do. But he says, for who did no sin. Now you need to meditate on that this week. Every time you start to do something and your wife or your husband gets all blowed out of shape because you didn't do something, whatever. And I know that happens to everybody. You know, you have those kind of days. There's some days I'm sure that Cheryl don't say anything to me, but I'm sure there's some days she'd like to just cut my head off and throw me in the trash. Oh, she prays for me. She says, "Okay." She makes me feel good. She prays for me. Let me just ask this question. How many of you have had a mate that you wanted at one time or another to cut their head off, throw them in the trash? We all have had those kind of days, have we not? When your mate does something you don't like it. And so that's just the way life is. But who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. I mean, the only way I could have no guile ever come out of my mouth is I'd have to have a double layer of 2-inch black duct tape, triple passed, put it around 3 times, Nate. That's what I'd have to do. But most of you that are laughing, you're just like me, so that's why you're laughing. You know how difficult it is to be careful what you say. Let's go to the next verse 3. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, that's where they really get you. Oh, you can handle it pretty good till you start suffering. When you have to suffer, oh my goodness, Lord, this is too much. He threatened not. Have you ever heard anybody say, okay, I'm going to forgive you for that, but don't you ever do that again. You've heard that, haven't you? You probably have said that yourself, just like all the rest of us. You know, isn't it a good thing that God forgives us when we ask him to? We're in big trouble if we don't have a God that's going to forgive us. But this is one of Cheryl's favorite verses. This part here says, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. So that's the best way in the world to do it, is just turn the person you're dealing with over to the Father in the name of Jesus and let him deal with it. And then you don't have to worry about getting in trouble. That way you can just say, Lord, I forgive him, and here he is, or here her she is, or whatever, I turn her over to you. And then verse 24, let's see what the consequences or the results is. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Think about this. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, if you read that in context like it's written, if you've done everything down the list, starting with verse 21, you forgave. You're walking in obedience to God's word. I mean, you are purifying yourself from all evil. No sin. You're not living in no kind of known sin. You're walking holy before the Lord. You know you're the righteousness of God in Christ. You know because of what he done for you. You know that. And then you realize that he died, that you should live unto righteousness. And since he did die and you're living righteously, then he says, by whose stripes you were healed. So when you're doing all those things he said, when you know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ, how many of your healings is yours? All of them. That's absolutely right. That's right there is where he heals all of your diseases. It's amazing when you really look at this in the text that it's written, that he died for you. He paid the price for you. He bore your sickness and removed your disease so that you can realize that he is dead to sin and you're dead to sin and you're not going to sin anymore. You're going to walk holy. Then if you do all of those things that he told you, realizing I am the righteousness of God in Christ, healing belongs to me and my children. And he says there, by whose stripes you were healed. Isn't that amazing? So do we have to be sick? No, you don't have to be sick. You only be sick if you want to be sick. Sin, that's the issue. You want to get rid of sin. When you get rid of sin, just like he says up there, Psalm 103, whenever you confess your sin, he forgives how many of them? All of them you confess. What if you leave out a couple? then it's not automatically added in. You got to make sure that you get that sin and you confess it. And then after you do that, then you're healed. All you got to do is claim it. Wow. Is that a powerful set of verses we just read over? I mean, so how many people should be healed if you're a Christian? All of us. Every one of us. There should be no sick Christians. We should all realize that He bore our sickness. He removed our disease. And we're going to repent of all sin and we're going to claim the promises of God. And when we go home today, we ain't going to be healed. Just like that young lady got up here and gave her a testimony a while ago. All she had to do is believe and receive what God had already done. And He'd done that for her years ago and she didn't know it. But she knows it now. And she's going to walk in divine health. So if you got a sickness today, when we pray for you, I want my prayer team members to stand up. Everywhere I got a prayer team member, y'all stand up. And then you see these people that are standing up, you know, go to one of them. And we work in teams. And so when you go to one of those prayer warriors, they will go over things with you, making sure that you have repented of all sin, because you need to get rid of sin. When you get rid of sin, then we will pray for you. We'll break the curse over you. We'll pray the prayer of faith for you. And I guarantee if you'll do what God says, He will heal every one of you. Is that right, Scott?
Yes.
Everyone. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for everybody that came today that needs a healing. I thank You to give us the knowledge and wisdom and revelation and understanding that we need, that we can touch these people's hearts and minds with our prayer teams. And may Your Holy Spirit step in there and heal everybody that needs to be healed. Because, Lord, You said in Your word, You forgive all of our iniquities and You heal all of our diseases. So, Lord, we come to be healed today, and we're going to trust You that You're going to do a great work in everybody's life. And then they're going to go from here and they're going to be healed. And they're going to be just like the little lady was from Kansas. She goes everywhere and tells everybody what You did for her. And so, Lord, we thank You for doing that for all the others that's here today. And bless her and continue to bless her. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, My Life is Out of This World, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.